Chapter 3. Kilmarney Island. The Parkers were the only passengers on the ferry.
"We don't get many visitors on this island," said the ferryman.
"Why are you going there?"
"We're visiting my aunt, Sarah O'Leary," said Mary.
"Oh, old Sarah," he laughed. "Everybody loves her. She's got a good heart."
"I know," said Mary with a smile.
"Is this your first time on the island?"
asked the ferryman.
"No, we came 13 years ago. Our son Brian was only 2 then," said Mary.
The ferryman turned to Brian.
"I hope you won't be bored, son," he said. "There isn't much to do on Kilmarney Island."
"Well, we can hire a car and see the island," said Brian.
"Oh, there aren't any roads or cars," said the ferryman. "There are just beaches, rocks and a pub."
"Do you mean there aren't any sports clubs or cinemas?" said Brian.
"What am I going to do there?"
Now he was unhappy.
Soon they saw Kilmarney Island in the distance. The ferry moved slowly towards the harbour.
"How many people live on the island now?" asked Clive.
"There were about 65 people the last time I counted," said the ferryman. "Oh, and one leprechaun."
"There aren't any leprechauns," Brian said. "That's ridiculous. It's only a legend."
"Well, that's your opinion," the ferryman said.
"We believe in leprechauns. They live under the ground and people sometimes see them."
"Sorry, but I agree with my son," said Clive. "That's ridiculous."
The ferryman didn't answer, but looked angry. Mary tried to change the subject.
"There weren't any pubs here 13 years ago," she said. "Do many people go there now?"
"Oh, yes, the pub is open all night," the ferryman answered.
"People play Irish music and dance. We love the pub."
Brian hated dancing.
"I'm not going to a pub," he said. "Don't worry, we won't take you," said Clive. "You're too young."
"That's not true. These are family pubs," said the ferryman. "People of all ages can go."
"Great," Brian said sarcastically. "I can't wait." About 20 minutes later, they arrived at the island.
"Welcome to Kilmarney Island," said the ferryman.
"Enjoy your stay."
The Parkers took their bags from the ferry and looked around. There weren't any signs, and they didn't know how to go to Aunt Sarah's house. They saw a small man sitting on a rock. He had a long grey beard and he wore a green jacket.
"Excuse me, do you know Craggley House?" asked Mary. "Is it near here?"
"Yes, follow me,"
said the small man. And he walked quickly along a path. They walked after the man, but it was difficult with all their bags. Soon a fog appeared and they couldn't see very far. The only thing they could see in the distance was the small man's long green jacket.